and welcome. It is now time for STFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. You are the only party in this conference.
VOIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hello, this is Jazz Maz. This is SDF Open VoIP on anonradio.net. Just calling in tonight to see if anyone else calls in. You can hear Open VoIP on anonradio.net every night from 0200 to 0300 hours UTC. Information about setting up a voiceover IP account can be found at sdf.org in the tutorial section. I believe the MAINT program, M-A-I-N-T, the command that controls your password and other credentials and various social media-ish type services at SDF also handles the credentials for the voiceover IP. You can just dial 1088, extension 1088, to access the conference bridge. Otherwise, if you don't want to go for all that, to set up a voiceover IP account, and you just want to get on and talk, you can dial 929-299-1269 using your regular telephone service. Generally, there is no set topic or agenda. You can talk about whatever you like. If things are kind of quiet, I may mute my mic at some point and just listen in until someone joins the conference bridge, and then I'll pick up and say hello. So, wonder if anyone's doing anything special tonight for Halloween. I know it's primarily kids' event, but I know that various generations who have had, experienced the sort of weirdness of Halloween and trick-or-treating and costumes and such in their adulthood also have a interest in costume parties and doing something social, or perhaps something spooky on this holiday. for me, tonight's just a quiet night. Usually don't get trick-or-treaters here, even less likely today. Got actually cold day and snowed. Looks like on, grassy areas and trees and such, we got some accumulation, but for the most part, the streets and sidewalks are semi-clear.
OIP 929-299-1269.
Otherwise, in the sort of spirit of Halloween, yesterday I went to go see a movie known as, entitled Ghost Catchers, I believe, which was a film from, 1943, I want to say. Actually, I've got the little program book here, so I can probably take a look at it. Tell you exactly. ...1944, directed by Edward F. Klein. Featuring vaudevillian comedians Olson and Johnson. It was sort of an interesting movie. Comedic timing was a little slow for my taste, but otherwise it was kind of okay. It had its moments, including a sort of ridiculous moment where a representative from Carnegie Hall comes to the family who are protagonists, I guess, in this storyline, telling them they've canceled the daughter's concert because they only sold one ticket and therefore scheduled a charity event in its place. But due to the terms and conditions, they still had to put on a performance for the single ticket holder. To which I guess they are told that the ticket holder is standing by at home waiting to hear the performance, to which they put on a performance via telephone. So there is sort of a weird sort of nightclub scene with them singing a piece over telephones to this unseen single ticket holder. But yes, as the title claims, Ghost Catchers, there is a ghost involved in the storyline. It's kind of wacky. And then, of course, there is other sort of nefarious activities going on in the background. But, it was an interesting movie to see. It's, I guess, a little before my mother's time, so I guess she probably wouldn't have, well, not a little before her time, but she was kind of quite young, probably when Olson and Johnson were a thing. And therefore would not have had a lot of exposure to them. So in retrospect, I wouldn't have gotten a lot of exposure either. Also, I think, the people that were hosting the movie mentioned that in its time, some of the Olson and Johnson and this particular director's work, Olson and Johnson were kind of a thing, and this director had a number of films that were sort of well-known and kind of well-regarded, but they weren't, some of them, like in this case, this film's case, wasn't played much. So, it's not surprising that most people have never seen it. But Yeah, that's what it's all about, going to sort of these sort of film societies and events to see stuff that you normally wouldn't see on the movie screen. And maybe isn't notable enough to be seen on a classic movie channel. Or if it is, it'll be at like 3 or 4 in the morning. Yes, SMJ, this is Open Vape. Call now, the vapes are waiting for you. Oh well, I think I'm going to mute my mic for a little while and just listen in. If someone joins the conference bridge, I'll jump back on my phone.
VOIP 929-299-1269. OPVOIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hey, what's up? What's going on tonight? Anybody out there? Jazz the kids a mass? Yes, mass? Let me tell you something about cowboys. Real cowboys don't make their women fat. This is a non. What's up? Yes, I would like to take my mass right now. Yeah, on the phone. That's cool. I am at a psychiatric evaluation center. I've been here for God knows how long, at least since last, well, what day is it? A week now. Where they had me in that emergency room. They came in. They tried to crack my chicken bone like 3 times. I fended them off somehow. They stabbed me in the legs with hydrocortisone. Like, for real. I don't take Depakote, though. Sorry.
Hello and
please.
Welcome.
No Depakote.
It
There's
is
no...
now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269
so
to join the conversation.
If they haven't taken me off it with a psychiatrist yet, the MD can't do nothing about it. And that's a beef between me and the psychiatrist. This is the real Anon _ DJs up. At Twitter, @_DJZip, at Twitter. Yeah, I'm sitting here, Ray's brother's here. Ray's brother, say what's up, Ray's brother? We got a whole party going on. We getting our meds, we getting our fix on the melatonin. Yes, what are the little ones, the 765s? The 765 and the looks different. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not picky. I'm just asking what you're prescribing.
In Vegas.
And Vegas look different. I'll take it. Oh.
Happy Halloween.
Oh.
That was cool.
Thank you,
Thanks, man.
I just took a concoction of pills that they said was something that I know is not that. We hope it's good. Happy Halloween. This is a non. Happy Halloween. Yo. Being in a psych ward isn't that bad, you know? There's a lot of interesting social dynamics that go on in a psych ward. You'd be interesting to know. Like, sometimes they're really nice, and sometimes they go, "Wait, you have a pen?" And you're like, "What? Like, I'm supposed to have a number 2 pencils pop in the sockets. Pop, pop. Like the toilet paper on fire. There you go. Wave your t-shirt around in the air like a helicopter. Could get one this time. They don't smoke anyway. They're healthy AF. Right? Hello? Hello, 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 hello. Also, I'm locked in a room with a psycho. Myself. No, I'm just playing. They say I make a good joker.
There
things
are
going on in a psych ward.
Other parties in this
oh, hello.
Conference.
Boop, boop, boop. Welcome,
hello.
Caller. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, so you are calling in live from a psych ward.
Well,
where they've just dispensed Halloween candy.
Oh. Took it. I said, all right, cool, Halloween. All right.
Who
I know it wasn't
there? Was it a nurse?
Yeah, she, oh my gosh, she printed off lyrics for me for White Elvis and Post Malone.
Is it a nurse or was it?
A nurse, yeah.
It wasn't another inmate?
No, the techs can't prescribe the pills. They can only diss out discipline and stuff.
No, I see. Techs.
See, there's one side, the techs are on one side, and the nurses are on the other side.
Now, are you a restraint, what is it called? Are you held against your will?
Yeah, I'm being held against my will. It sucks. You might, check it out, man. Like, I went on a 4-day, like, I was going to go leave the house for 4 days and, like, not come home just to show my dad I could leave the house for 4 days and be okay. Like, I got wrapped up in, like a coin-operated, like,
uh-huh.
laundromat guy that was like, you're not spending any coins in my laundromat trying to get warm at night. I'm going to make a citizen's arrest. And then the cop tricked me. The sergeant tricked me into stepping onto the property again so they could take me down and try to kung fu me. Yeah. And then I'm like standing there in front of a cop car for like an hour waiting for my dad in the white BMW to take me to the hospital because they decided it was the best thing for me to get to the hospital. I declined to sign in.
What year is the BMW?
Oh, shit, the BMW?
Yeah.
It's fairly new. It's got Sirius XM. I'm trying to get it converted to nonradio.net.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. You have to do it over USB, though.
I know, and my mom takes an iPhone and, like, puts it on a wireless charger in the car. It's crazy, so.
Yeah, but you can get into, we can hack in from a non-radio that way.
Ooh. Hey, guess what? My phone's locked up in a safe. I didn't know.
If you plug in an iPhone into a Sirius XM receiver with using USB, then, and you have a display, it will display https://// a nonradio.net. And then it'll start spewing the metadata. So when Snowdust, you know, does his playlist stuff or the chat stuff, it'll display in your car when you're driving.
Wow. Do you guess what kind of SiriusXM radio this is? It's a little thin orange light one that only has one line of LED display. They don't got a screen in there except for their phones. And when I ask them to look up stuff while they're driving, they're like, it's too hard. I can't do it.
Oh. Well, that's fine. I mean,
yeah, I don't ever do that. I just did it once.
Single line text is fine. I mean, the best is when Tobe's looking for dudes and it comes across your little Sirius XM LED segmented
dudes. I got some bloom, man. And then they got them all. I had a whole pocket full of dudes. And they... Man, they got all my dudes.
Let me ask you this.
I'm okay. I have no charges. No, this is coming through. It is now because I did something about it.
What?
I don't know. Can you tell?
No.
Oh. There's a lot of juice coming through. This cord's real tight and stuff.
Did you already take the prescribed pills for Halloween?
I did. I just took them while I was on the air, if we're on the air.
Oh, did it include candy corn?
It was like some white round ones and like, I don't know, melatonin.
Not orange,
maybe
white,
just extra melatonin.
Orange, white,
or
and yellow ones? Orange, white, and yellow ones. Those are the ones you want to take.
Okay, what, the orange ones? Like, they ain't got them here. They only got the white ones.
Oh.
And I got one of them in my pocket right now, so I know what they look like.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, the other ones that are really good are the brown, orange, and white ones. Those taste like chocolates.
Double OT like I'm KD smoking OG. And you know me and my toothpaste and my gold teeth. I should get a gold tooth.
Well,
guess what? I got 236 milliliters of Robo Cyborg Nanobot juice technology pumped into me today.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it felt good.
You sound quite different.
They go, you're going up to 236.
You
go,
sound
what,
quite
I was
different.
At 156 something. You going up to 232 or whatever. Anyway, numbers are irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
Am I delivering?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't do my show this week, man. I'm so mad.
Why?
Well, because, like, I had, like, some set up. Like, I could actually have some stuff from my collection played and stuff and have an original show with a lot of my original music. And this is just a slight hiccup, you know.
Because you stepped onto the property?
Yeah, because he goes, stepped down on the grass right there. I go, no, this is Tuck on the Street, and I stepped on the grass. And then I had to make this whole apology, like, oh, I wasn't paying your safety, Sergeant Z. His name was Sergeant Z, believe it or not.
Z, or?
I hope he's listening. Dude, the other one, he was like, what? I was going to tase him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, also MJT's dad, I got him out of Sacramento. So
what?
Yeah, I mean, Barnacle the DJ. Hey, I want to have a reunion. I'm calling it Barnacle the DJ.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I'm going to see if we can get me, him, and anybody else, if you want to come to the city that I can get.
Carbine.
Going on the Anon circuit. I got all the meetings and all that set up at all these churches and back at hoes and this and that, you know.
Whoa.
Hey, man, how you been doing?
I'm doing okay. You sound more sane.
Yeah, I really grew up a lot more.
What, in like the past few hours?
Well, I'm with some white girls and they loving the cocoa. Like the OT, double OT, and I'm KD smoking OG. But I ain't got no smoking greens. You know what I did for these people? I made a whole crop circle of Z appear for them cured.
Now, do they let you smoke the green thing in your... In your captivity realm?
No, I
it's
keep it on thin. I'm being treated by MD when I'm supposed to be in a psychiatric unit. It's dumb. I'm like, can you do something about this medicine that I want to change? He's like, I can't do anything till you get back to there. I'm like, well, why the fuck am I here? Excuse my language. It's so
when
harsh.
When will they release you?
I don't know. I called this number in Spanish, and they said, Octobre de 8 y 90 y 19
is ago.
Sí, yo hablo con Norma ayer, he pasado en la horas tiempo hoy.
Y número uno, ¿por qué? Y número dos, ¿por qué?
Porque el número cero no menciones.
¿Por qué? It's no problem.
I got this cool picture of this ninja I drew.
You drew a ninja in captivity?
Yeah, he's got a smoke bomb in his hand. It's like that.
So,
I'm going to take a picture of him and post it on SDF Gallery.
Good, you should do that.
Yeah.
So, are you using their telephone?
Yeah, this is like a... Like some kind of public telephone. I got some kind of secret code that gets through the blocks of the area code.
Okay, so they gave you some minutes to dial?
Somebody did.
Okay. Well, and then they let you, and do they monitor what you're saying and stuff?
Well, I imagine there's like an operator that's monitoring the line.
That's okay.
That's why I'm calling in as a non.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I really am underscore DJs up at Twitter, like everybody cares.
Yeah, I know.
Like those dummies. I talked to Mark Zuckerberg on the radio the other day.
How's
he broke
doing?
In. He said, thanks for the idea for the D-Wave and stuff. Like, I hope your Q-Wave's got it and stuff. I was like, yeah, that's why I hit Q on accident all the time.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
We all miss him.
He shouldn't have ever left. He should come back and get a new stream name.
That would be so weird.
He
and then he would, like, I don't know. He might actually be a human being if he returned.
Yeah, we might actually respect him a little bit more and have more solidarity with him. And like, every time I get on there, like, I talk to a girl, and then it's like, boom, like, you can't, like, submit a photo, submit your phone number, submit this, thank you, we'll get back to you. And it leaves me at a thank you, we'll get back to you screen. And I'm like, this cannot be this website that I know.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, you're too popular on Facebook. You get a nickel per every profile view. Well, somebody does. I split at least five ways. How many hits do I got? I haven't even done anything on their system for a while.
You're the one who made the SDF homepage on Faceplant, didn't you?
Well, I had to do it, and then I knew right away. Hey, the picture I posted, you had laser eye beams coming out of you, man, and it was Devik's fault. It was Devik's fault. He did it.
What was so weird is that Dave K.
Yeah, Dave K, the dude that travels is Z's too, right?
Yeah.
Still?
Well, that's kind of It's just really sad because I remember when that happened, and it was like, oh, let's make a Facebook page about SDF, and then we'll talk about SDF on Facebook, and we'll be Facebook users, and like SDF will be in the dust. It was
the weirdest
thing.
That's how I perceived Facebook. I just knew its inception early on. I knew it was just a giant directory for things. It was a big phone book for things.
Sure. But then it's like, oh, well, you don't conform to site standards, so we'll delete you. And then you don't exist.
Yeah.
Just like Wikipedia.
Like, we had like over 20 or 30 people that liked the SDF page or something. And all, they wouldn't even give us a logo. They just gave us a little flag and stuff. Like, here's your flag. That's okay, though. We know what we really are. You know, we're out here making SDFs if we have to. I made an SDF.
I think that most SDF users are not Facebook users. That's the thing.
Check this out, dude. I got this permit 277 mail with me, right?
What?
Yeah, I had like 26.
What?
I had 26 envelopes of permit 277 FC class mail on me. And I'm like, they're like, what are you doing? Like, they come in this time.
Why'd you do that?
She goes, you a hacker? All these checks that you stole from people? So I was I go, you want to be a hacker? Join SDF.org. And she actually went to the page on the tech.
Oh, that's wrong, Zepstar.
And I go, check out lord.chaosnet.org. And she goes, what? And she typed it into the username and hit enter. And then she was like, oh, I need an address.
Oh, lordchinchillachaosnet.org?
No, it's just lord.chaosnet.org.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, Troy Chinchilla is a webmaster. That's what they say. I'm a non. I don't know who that is.
Lord Chinchilla.
No, Troy Chinchilla. He's a webmaster. If you go to Lord, http://.
Oh, man. You don't have to take everybody down if you're going down. Come on.
Well, I'm the webmaster. I put a 777 directory.
Why'd you do that?
Just because for my own personal sake, I was just going to add some files and then get back to it. And then I left the house and I haven't been back since. It's right under SDF/user/C/chinchilla. Oh, wait. Under LGM/L/lord/HTML/chinchilla with a 4. You got to delete that right away so nobody can go on that.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so you said it's 777, so everybody can read it. So let's just see.
Everybody can read and
write
to it. It's the Zaya directory, the Zay directory.
Hold on.
She is with me in solidarity. She loves you.
Hold on. Let's go.
Okay, go. Okay.
Wait, I'm trying to get to your homepage. So in the AF directory, then go to the C directory.
Okay.
Then go to the. But you said it was Lord.
It's an actual
user.
It's not PSH. It's in the user directory under LGM/L/Lord/HTML, www directory is.
I found it.
Okay.
Lord.
Cool.
Okay. All right,
good thing I told you about
that.
Is there anything in it?
So you set a directory that all users can read and write to called Chinchilla. Chinchill 4.
What's that do to the movies?
What?
Chinchill 4. Like the 4 is the A, you know?
There's nothing
what
in
movies?
There.
I know, it's empty. Like I was going to put stuff in there and like see if like people found it and use
like
it as
spammers?
A non-FTP. Like
spammers? And using it to send spam?
No.
Cool.
I was guarding it. I was guarding it and then I had to leave my house for a little bit. And
then you stepped on private property and you got arrested.
After they chased me off, yeah. Like, this landlord co-op, coin-op, didn't even have any arcades in it. His machine with the snacks didn't even return any change. You know, all I did was...
Did
he return washing any clothes? I go, I'm washing the Emperor's clothes. And I went, beep, 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 beep,
bad move, man, bad move.
On the laundry thing. But it was cool because it was like a locked machine that popped open and I shut it and then I did the thing and then... Like, he's like, how's that happening? How's it locking and unlocking while he's doing that? I'm like, I am with me. I took down two ATs tonight. ATATs, man. With a fighter pilot with R2 releasing the tow cables and stuff.
Oh, I see.
I was so mad.
From Star Wars, I got you.
Yeah, I played Star Wars tonight, dude. I was so mad.
Oh, on the video game.
Like on the phone or something.
So you were playing... video games.
They weren't yours.
You were playing video games in a laundromat.
There wasn't even any Pac-Man table. Yeah, I was in a laundromat, and I go, I'm washing the Emperor's new clothes, and then I was like, I got to cut out this fabric and make him a shirt, and so I made him a Hyrule blue shirt.
So he thought you were just trying to get out of the cold, but you just wanted to spend quarters playing video games.
And he didn't even believe me. I said, I have a pair of pants drying somewhere in this laundromat. Like,
did you?
Like, you don't understand. You got to leave right now. And I
did
go, oh, my goodness.
Did you have pants in the laundromat?
No, but my pants. Okay, I was making Emperor's new clothes. I was like, no way can I make the Emperor wear invisible pants. So
who,
I was like, bought some pants that were real.
Who is the Emperor Roar?
The Emperor, well, it was an illustration for the youth that were in the laundromat to teach them the parable of the Emperor's new clothes.
So you put that on the corkboard? You drew a picture of something and you put it on the corkboard at the laundromat?
No, I washed invisible fabric and I made an invisible shirt and then I left the invisible, I took the invisible fabric when he kicked me out. I said, well, I got to take this invisible fabric with me.
Why did you step on the invisible piece of sod?
Okay, it was a whole day, okay? I was out back at Quick Trip. I was scoping Kmart store 7440 on 23rd and Vivian.
Why?
And
Blue Light Special?
I had this dream I was going to make a skate zone there with laser tag and a whole area for soap shoes and everything. They could run around.
That sounds
cool. Yeah, and I was like, how much would it cost to rent that? I said, well, I could save up $256 for 3 months. I probably could get like a couple weeks out of it.
Wait, hold on. What rent? What for $260 a month? What?
Okay, there's this abandoned Kmart with this awesome, like abandoned, like, adjunct thing. I was like thinking Hank Williams III might want to show up and spray paint the door or something.
How many square footage?
I estimated, I have the math in my other notebook, but I can remember it. It was about 120 hold on. I say it was about 120 feet by 120 feet, so that's about 1,440 square feet. It was 14,000 square feet I measured.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was thinking, and then I was like, thinking we could get some skaters from the neighborhood to build ramps in there and stuff, and we could, I called Mall of America to see about their laser tag up there.
Yeah.
And guess what, dude? There's a conspiracy. All the laser tags are, like, shut down because they didn't pay the mall their money and stuff for the rent. Like, the one in Nebraska was shut down, and they didn't have a reason. And the one in Mall America said, yeah, they shut down. This was Minnesota. They shut down because they didn't pay their rent and stuff for, like, years. And I have the highest laser score tag still to this date in Lincoln, Nebraska.
It's still open?
No, they're all closed, man. It's a conspiracy. Whoever owned the laser tags, like, bailed out and, like, didn't pay them all their rent.
Ran away with the money.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
nice.
And Tony Hawk Pro Skater, I can't even get that for N64 anymore, dude. Like, they said PS5, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, at GameStop. I said, what time is Halesburg Diamonds open across the hall? And they go, about the same time tomorrow. I was like, okay, later. Anyway.
What? Why would you go to a diamond store?
Oh, because, like, I thought it would be cute to call GameStop, which is across the veranda from the Heisenberg Diamonds, and ask them about the diamond store. Well, it was a girl, so, you know, on the phone.
Oh, for a girl.
So, yeah, well, I was like, please let a girl answer, please let a girl answer. And she did, and I was like, da, da, da. And I go, hey, what about the diamonds across the hall? Are they this and that? And she goes, well, yes, they are. They open at the same time mall does at 9 a.m. I said, okay, we'll send the heat squad. I'm just playing, G.
Why is your name Troy Chinchilla?
Well, because, like, I embraced my name Troy again on the system because of Zalia.
Zalia?
Zalia. Z-A-Y-L-I-A.
Yeah,
anyway, like, somebody put the Duchess on, and I found this Diddy app again that I helped develop. We had a creative meeting back, like, in the day between Troy, this and this and this. I did a 9999999999999. It all got deleted when I had to wipe my phones again to get the new bonus.
Please call 929-299-1269. Call now. 929-299-1269.
Okay, I'll call back.
Call now.
Okay.
You got the number.
Okay, I got the number now. I thought I have another one too that works. I think I don't know. Sometimes.
Well, that's the 929. 929-299-1269 is the magic number. All the other numbers are just posing. The 929-299-1269 is absolutely magic.
Magic. It goes right to the thing. But you can hear it in the background a little bit.
Hear what?
Beeper
droid. Boy?
Well, you can kind of hear it. It's a little muted, but it goes really fast.
Whatever. It does not.
Okay, so the Halloween candy is starting to take effect.
I got you. Are they going to escort you to your room and step into the
yeah, bed? I'm too hardened, man. I've been out doing my ninja Shotokan like I promised on the video screen, man.
I bet those guys can take you out at the hospital.
Check this out, though. Last night or two nights ago, there was this woman with red hair and all these like awesome like flowery tattoos, and she was like, "I'm here, the big white bunny in the sky, this and that." I was like, "What?" I like went to my room and like I haven't seen her since, and she was being checked in. Man, she must be hiding in her room about white bunny in outer space. And I'm like, dude, she knows what is fucking going on, because I try to tell these people about, I am the dark representative. I protect us from the onslaught. Yeah.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
How? How can you protect us from the onslaught?
Well, here's the thing. I stopped eating meat. I went straight OVO LAC diet.
Gross.
Okay. That really helps me with the dark aliens.
It probably helps you in the John too, with the smooth poo.
Smooth operator.
Quick release.
Smooth operator.
All you do is drink like 4 shots of espresso and boom, it's gone.
I stopped drinking coffee today too, for good.
Except
if I ever have it with a girl.
I got you, like coffee and donuts, okay.
Well, yeah, because like, hey man, I met this really cool chick at McDonald's and
she
stuff.
She like McCafe?
Well, she made a joke about having coffee, and I was like, well, I'd really like to have some coffee. But then she was like about making fun of cops and stuff.
Attention,
like, well,
on radio listeners. Coming
Park
up at 0300
like,
hours UTC
coffee,
is a Penrick with open mic. Anyone
like,
can stream.
I hope they're okay, though, really.
What?
I hope they're okay, though, really.
Who?
That's a long story short, but I had this, I carried this 40-pound backpack, like, 12 miles maybe, and then all the way the next day, all the way to 23rd and McDonald's. And
23rd and McDonald's.
Yeah, and then like when it came
wherever
time
the hell
to
that is.
Yeah, 23rd and McDonald's.
Hold on.
I never go there ever again,
again. Just hold on. I'm going into Google Maps, and I'm going to put in 23rd and McDonald's.
KCMO.
Oh, it's KCMO?
Yeah, Independence. Can't go there.
23rd and Mac. Is it MAC or MC? McDonald's.
23rd and NOLAND.
And that's KCMO?
Yeah, it's like Independence.
Independence,
like,
Missouri.
Yeah, that's where the Oregon Trail starts out. Remember the old Oregon Trail game from Apple II? That's the exact place where you start out to be a farmer, a banker, or a doctor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I found...
What do you see on the map?
23rd, there is a 23rd and McDonald's in Independence, Missouri.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Holy
Google
cow,
Google.
You're right. It's 11111. Oh, sorry. 111111. Just wait a second. 11115 East 23rd Street, South Independence, Missouri, 64052. The telephone number is 816-254-66667.
No way. It's a McDonald's everybody goes to and nobody, like, survives.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's some kind of McDonald's where, like, you go there. Oh, I don't know. Okay, I did a fake radio show from there, and I gave them my Buddha and stuff and my Google tablet that was broken. I said, please display this in your McDonald's as a solidary memory of this woods blessing.
McDonald's on 23rd Street, this is Gabby. Hello?
She said to go to Belton, Blue Springs, Blue Springs, Blue Springs, click on more, never.
Excelsior Springs, Gladstone. We've been there. We're going to all of them, man. We're hitting a circuit. We're going to call them up and see if we can get rides and stuff.
Okay.
I have my dad drop me off and pick me up or something. I better do. See, I'm telling you, they got me on some stuff. Hold on, I got to loosen up.
What are you doing? What?
They took the clock off the wall.
Where?
On the tech side.
McDonald's on
I can't talk to my room. Hello?
Yes?
Hello. Welcome, caller. Welcome. You are talking to _DJs@twitter.com.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You're talking to _DJs@twitter.com. Who is this?
I cannot hear you, honey. What was that?
Is this the McDonald's at 23rd Street?
Yes, it is.
Oh, are you guys 24 hours?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, the lobby's only open till 11, right? Lobby's only open till 11. You mean. You got to ask them if they got my white Teresetahana statue.
Well, they're 24 hours, man. And they're probably, pumping out all of the purple ghosts and cheese fries for... But anyways, the lady was nice enough to answer the phone.
Grimace.
And confirm for us that this is East 23rd.
It's East 23rd, man. That's a place I can't go again. Can you call back and say, is somebody in the lobby writing letters and stuff? Because we want to know if the same day happens over and over again.
No, I'm not gonna ask that.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penmic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
At least she answered the phone. I think she has to answer the phone no matter who calls. And so I will only call once. And I will ask a logical question, which is, are you open 24 hours, or how late are you open, or that kind of thing. I mean, I'm not going to go and say, hey, is there some, my ghost friend from hallucination number 3666 in the lobby writing papers to the ghost god up in the sky? I'm Lord Chinchilla, _Lord Chinchilla, ha ha.
You can't kill my PID.
You can't kill my PID. Oh, I bet it. You know what? You know what? Where you're at, you don't even have a PID. You're just stuck.
Yeah, I do. Is Sadhana still logged into THX Moo?
Are you?
Is Sadhana still logged into THX Moo? That would be me somewhere.
I didn't know that.
Don't tell anybody. It was something I did for her.
Oh, that's fine.
If she's still logged in, she's still safe where she's at in THX Moo. Now, when you're in THX Moo and other people view who you are you like the number and _ sequence?
Of course you are, and you're not mapped to an SDF username. You are issued a new persona, and your life has just begun. And so if you play the game as an embryo, you can go all the way to old age.
I know. And I asked you about this game before because there were so many objects to interact with as soon as you get in sight and you get to move around.
And people create objects. That's the thing. And they create just absurd objects.
No way.
They do.
Oh, my goodness. I got to get into some THX Moo when I get back. I got some domains that need programming. I recently acquired a casino.
The best thing to do is, create object mirror and then describe the mirror as a wild eye zombie looks back at you. And then when you go and somebody, random person, picks up the mirror and then examines it, then they'll see a wild-eyed zombie peers back at you. Anyway, it's kind of scary.
We can write a description. Wild zombie eyes.
Wild-eyed zombie. You could say a promiscuous black plane. And you pick up the black plane and you examine it and it says, the promiscuous black plane has no depth.
Zelia.
Do you understand that?
Zelia.
You are inventing your world.
Zelia.
You could also create Object Nurse with a cup of candy corn.
Does it work?
Nurse or tech?
But create. Okay, create and describe. But you get object and then.
Yeah, you create objects. That's what you do in TH Mew. And they can be objects that people can pick up and carry with them, or they can be not sedentary, but they can be objects that are fixed and that do not move.
I have pickles with my garden burger.
Hey, pickles. Wait, are you having pickles at your garden burger at the prison?
It's not. It's like this separate building that's got like a 3-mile tunnel you gotta walk through to get here.
3-mile tunnel.
Maybe it's a 333-foot tunnel. Who knows? It's a long way down the hallway. It takes all day.
All day. Well, if they gave you the medication first, then you could concentrate to get across that. You could traverse the tunnel.
That's what we're saying, man. Like,
yeah.
they're all huffy puffy because they listen to conservative radio that talks against
VOIP
it.
Whatever that is. Hey, did, I think that,
yeah, whatever radio is. What's
you
that?
Know, they're not just the, no. The, your homestay where you're staying at, your little ensuite hotel. There is also, I think Jazzmass has been lurking this whole freaking time.
Yeah.
It's
Jazzmass. He's the king of Zing. He's the king of Zing. Yazakism, as I call him.
Hello, this is Jazzmass.
Yazmaz, are you
hello,
still
this
driving?
Is Jazzmass.
Yazmaz, hello.
Hello, this is Jazzmass for ID.
Yes, ma'am. Please tell us about your latest acquirement of bug debunked computer equipment that you spoofed. I mean, computer collector art. He talks about membrane keyboards, man.
Really?
Yeah, membrane keyboards on a TX-404 or something. Like, I'm sorry if I don't know the number, but it's really important.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a pandemic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
Do you think you're going to find friends, and how long do you have to stay in your confinement?
Well, my mom visited me last night. And
oh,
she
really?
Just got back. Yeah, her and my sisters just got back from New York City. And we talked about her trip, and I told her by she come Friday night, I'll have a whole report about what I learned about her trip based on what she told me.
Okay.
She visited the NLMH.org, National Living History Museum.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she said they loved it, and they went to the planetarium, but she couldn't watch the whole 3D show.
Oh, what a waste.
Well, because I didn't ask her if they had a whole HUD set up there, so it was like, you know, you're looking through planets like you're Obi-Wan Kenobi trying to find a missing star.
Yes.
And,
many boffins died bringing us this information.
Who?
Many boffins died bringing us this.
Many boffs? Never.
That's from, I think that's from Return of the Jedi. Hey, I was going to ask you, do you ever tell her about your imaginary friend, SMJ?
No, because I know he's really, really you in the sky flying here.
I am real. I am real, but nobody can see me.
I did see you. You talked to me. You had a wheatgrass in your mouth, and you were pulled off on a side ship, dude. And you were like, yo, peep the game. This is that. Get that Byzantine on the map.
Yo.
I got the thing. I just got to get home and get the programming.
Yes, I got the 8 bits here. I got the 9 bits there. I'm stuffing them everywhere.
Hey.
I'm lurking in your hard drive. He's lurking in your hard drive. Lurking.
Hey. What? There's nothing in there. Hey.
It's all zeros. It's all zeros. Zero,
yeah.
Zero, zero.
Yes. DDF if zero equals F this and that just equals zero.
Whoa.
No. I took down 2 AT-ATs because I was so pissed earlier about this stuff. And I'm drooling all over the phone, man.
Whoa, gross.
Yeah, this is a real Halloween.
I think real Halloween. I think the medication they gave you is doing you in. Do you want to lay down for a bit?
No, I'm staying up all night till early dawn.
Maybe you should lay down.
Nighttime.
Maybe you should lay down on the cold, cold floor.
Somebody with a Slipknot Heads Off sweatshirt is like, yeah, you want to go to space? I'm like, ah, I'll take it off. Get on. I can protect you all in space. We're taking over this ship. We're dark aliens. I took off the freaking dome that was keeping the dark aliens away. I unplugged it before I left my house.
Yes.
And so now there's gray and darks, and like I said,
wow.
Fuck y'all, like I'm going on a 4-day journey, I'll be back. But I didn't say fuck y'all, I said I protect us from the onslaught.
Yeah,
this
you
computer.
Shouldn't do that.
Well, my computer got all RF'd out crazy. And
did
I was
you
like,
save
well,
them from the onboard computer?
Okay, dude, my computer talked to me, okay, this old
your onboard computer.
Yeah, it's unplugged right now, but I got other ones.
But running. It's on board.
It is.
Okay.
But I unplugged it because, like, it was really wacky voodoo, and I was just writing blogs on it that were just going to null screens and not getting saved and stuff.
Donkey Kong kill screens?
Dude, I got to tell you this, man. There was this blue, okay, that I had the monitor on, but it was on a black screen, and there was this blue wave that went across the monitor, and it was like, hello, I'm your computer. And I was like, no way. And it was like, yes. And it goes, and it spit out a list of directories, and it goes, these are the directories that are hurting me. I need you to help remedy this, computer doctor. And I said, these directories? And I said, well, if these directories are hurting you, but, and I got to start RMRFing the directories it showed me. And guess what? Heard it the most, my MP3 collection, and I deleted my entire MP3 collection from 2006.
Yeah, that's DMR for you, man. That's like
it
DMR.
Hurt my computer.
Yeah, that was Apple iTunes. It said, oh, you can't have these copies, sir. Sir, my name's Steve Jobs. I have a job to do. I'm your onboard computer.
It wasn't an Apple, dude. It's an i386 on a 686. And it
don't
runs.
You mean the ghost of Steve Jobs?
Ooh, look, Jazz was working. I told you, he's a mathy jazzer.
I summon the ghost of Steve Jobs to this phone conversation. Who wants to be him?
Well, we're not much long for this world tonight.
Oh, not much long for...
そろそろこの番組は違います。
OSBF オープンマイク Get on that mic Get on the mic 夜チェックチェキン